السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, the close meaning of the ayah, the month of Ramadan in which was revealed the Quran, which is a guidance for mankind and clear proofs of the guidance and the criterion of right and wrong. So whosoever of you finds it should fast during it. Alhamdulillah, respected Muslims, we hear about the preparation of Ramadan, and this subject is so important that comes once a year, that even though we know most of the ayahs and the ahadith, it is still good to hear those again so that it will affect our heart. وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Salman radiallahu anhu narrated hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the close translation in English. On the last day of Sha'ban, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam addressed us and said, O people, there comes over you now a great month, a most blessed month, in which lies a night more greater in virtue than 1,000 months. It is a month in which Allah has made fasting compulsory by day and has made sunnah, the taraweeh, by night. Whosoever intends drawing near to Allah by performing any virtuous deed, for such person shall be the reward like the one who had performed a farb in any other time. And whoever performs a farb shall be blessed with the reward of 70 faraid in any other time. This is indeed the month of patience, and the reward of true patience is Jannah, paradise. It is the month of sympathy with one's fellow men. It is the month wherein a true believer's risk or sustenance is increased. Whosoever feeds another who fasted in order to break his fast, for the feeder there shall be forgiveness of sins and freedom from the fire of Jahannam. And for such feeder there shall be the same reward as the one who fasted, without that person's reward being decreased in the least. Thereupon we said, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, not all of us possess the means whereby we can give a fasting person to break his fast. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the same reward to the one who gives a fasting person to break the fast a mere date, only one date, or a drink of water, or a sip of milk. This is a month, the first of which brings Allah's mercy, the middle of which brings His forgiveness, and the last of which brings freedom from the fire of Jahannam. It's a long hadith with beautiful teachings from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Respected Muslim, this is the opportunity that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides, these blessed days, blessed months, an opportunity to go close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is an opportunity to revert, to go back to the basic purpose of our creation, the objective of our life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And I did not create jinn and mankind but to worship me. To worship me. And this kind of worship, the insan who has some desires, who has some opportunity, when the insan, the human being, for obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in spite of having all the attractions and other opportunities to do bad around, this is a different kind of worship which the angels could not do. The angels are always worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, some of them always in ruku', some of them always in sajda. They have no desire to disobey. they could not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this worship, the insan, in spite of having all the desires and things around, and comes back to the basic purpose of life, and obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all aspects of life. That is the worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran,
إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ.
Allah has purchased from the believers their souls and their wealth for the price that theirs shall be the paradise. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already purchased our life, property and wealth and everything we have for the price of Jannah. So much merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah did not make it obligatory for us to be in sujood 24 hours or to do a particular kind of worship 24 hours. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us back the life and property to use it, to appropriate, use it according to Sharia, and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship at a specified times, a prescribed manner of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ.
O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you as it was prescribed for those before you, that you may become righteous, that you may become pious, muttaqi. Dear Muslims, this is an opportunity, the month of Ramadan. We have to make an effort to welcome, and our ulama suggested that the best way to welcome Ramadan is to change our schedule, change our daily routine of how much time we are allocating to the worldly business, how much time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the cause of deen. And we should avoid committing all kinds of sins or any sin. The ulama asked a question, that in Ramadan, from morning till evening, someone is stopped from eating, from drinking, from having lawful sensual desires. Why? Because it's a command of Allah. So some of the things which were lawful at all other times, eating, drinking, just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are stopping from that. How come there are some other things which are always forbidden, always haram, always bad to do, like backbiting, like taking interest, like many other sins? How come a person who is fasting and is stopping from lawful things can indulge in unlawful things which are unlawful throughout the time, throughout the year? So this is a time to think and to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to protect our eyes from seeing the haram. We have to protect our mouth. We have to protect our ears. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to do that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was most generous. When the month of Ramadan comes, he becomes even more generous. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave a special emphasis to devotion, to worship in the month of Ramadan. And there is a hadith of the close meaning, when the last 10 nights of Ramadan began, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would keep awake at night for prayer, awaken his family and prepare himself to be more diligent in worship. And as we know, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to worship so much that his feet would swell and his feet would crack due to excessive qiyam and praying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when he was asked that you are already forgiven your past sins or your future sins, or if you had any sins, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven all. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his reply was, shall I not be a grateful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Shall I not be a grateful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is a special month in which the Quran was revealed, that we increase the recitation of Quran. And as we see the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba and the Aima Karam and the Tabayin, after that, special emphasis, reading Quran, memorizing Quran. Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayh, He used to finish Quran 60 times in Ramadan, 2 times every day. Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu describes that the attitude of Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that when they cite the moon of Sha'ban, when they used to cite the moon of Sha'ban, the blessed companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would increase recitation of Quran, would calculate zakah before Ramadan and give it out to the poor and needy so that they can also have Ramadan and fast with ease. And they simplify business matters, loans, payments, transactions, business, some things which worry the mind and heart day and night, used to simplify it before Ramadan comes. And when they see the moon of Ramadan, they devote, seclude themselves to worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we know from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fasting is for me alone, and I alone will give reward for it. And as we know, the breath, the smell from a fasting person is better than the smell of musk for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in paradise there is a gate, Babur Rayyan, the gate of Rayyan, exclusive for the people who fast, who are punctual in fasting, the obligatory fast and also the nawafil, the optional fast. If the ummah knows the virtues, they understand the virtues of Ramadan, everybody would wish that, you know, we would like to have Ramadan for the whole year. As we know from the part of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that person be ruined or destroyed who found the month of Ramadan and let it pass by without gaining forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much is the opportunity coming for us. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrated the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's a long hadith, but part of it, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prepares and decorates His special Jannah every day in Ramadan, and then says to it, the time is near when my faithful servants shall cast aside the tribulations of this world, the trials of this world, and come to you. The Jannah, paradise, is specially decorated in the month of Ramadan. Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu anhu narrated the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the close meaning, the month of Ramadan, the month of blessing, has come upon you, wherein Allah turns towards you and sends down to you His special mercy, forgives your faults, accepts prayers, appreciates your competing for the greatest good, and boasts to the angels about you. So show to Allah your righteousness. For verily, the most pitiable and unfortunate one is he who is deprived of Allah's mercy in this month. In hadith narrated by Abu Sa'id Khudri radiallahu anhu, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, during each day and night in Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sets free a great number of souls from Jahannam, and from every Muslim, during each day and night, at least one prayer is certainly accepted. At least one prayer is certainly accepted. And respected Muslims, don't forget the needy and the poor in our locality and all around the world. People are going through hardships and oppressed. Hadith narrated by Abdullah bin Amr bin Al-As radiallahu anhu in the collection of Hakim, the close meaning, the close translation in English, he who feeds his Muslim brother to his fill and gives water to drink, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removes him from Jahannam by seven trenches. The distance between two trenches is the journey of 500 years. So much reward, helping the poor and the needy. And the reward of nafil in the month of Ramadan becomes the reward of farz. The reward of one farz is the reward of 70 faraid at other time. That's why it's good to calculate zakah and give it out. And we hope for more reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever feeds the hungry, clothes the naked, and grants refuge to the traveler, surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall save him from the terrors on the day of judgment. The malaika, the angels, invoke blessings on the night of Ramadan upon anyone who feeds a fasting person, to break the fast, out of his halal permissible earning. At the night, an announcement or proclamation is made, who is there who shall give a loan to the one whose wealth does not diminish? Who is there who would give a loan to the one whose wealth does not diminish, and the one who duly pays back without any deduction? This is a month for our cleaning of the heart, for the overhauling of our heart, to remove the dust and rust and increase our iman and turn our attention from the mal to the amal and from this dunya to the hereafter. This is a special month to engage in the dhikr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and recite La ilaha illallah, recite Astaghfirullah, O Allah, forgive me. And ask Allah for paradise, Nas'alukal Jannah, and seek refuge from the hellfire. At the time of breaking the fast, as we know, dua is accepted, prayer is accepted. At the time of suhoor, dua is accepted. The time between Asr and Maghrib, dua is accepted. 24 hours, the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is open, respected Muslims. Hadith narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu in the collection of Ahmad and Tirmidhi. The close meaning in English, there are three people whose dua is not rejected. The fasting person until he breaks the fast, the just ruler, and the oppressed person, the mazloom, whose dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifts above the clouds and opens unto it the doors of the heavens, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I swear by my honor, verily I shall assist you, even though it may be after some time. The dua or prayer is a weapon for the mu'min, for the believer. It is a nur. It is a nur, illumination for the heavens, for the skies and the earth, and it is a pillar of religion. When you make dua for yourself, either dua will be accepted or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove a calamity in return for that dua, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will store a reward for you in the hereafter for that dua. And if you make dua for another Muslim brother, an angel will call and say the same dua for you too. So you get the benefit twice. And if you make dua for the whole ummah, Allahumma ghfir lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat, you will get the reward equivalent to the number of Muslims in the world. Respected Muslims, when you make dua, have a bigger scope. Make dua for the guidance of the ummah. Make dua for the survival of Islam. Make dua for the establishment of Islam in all four corners of the world. Make dua for everything, from the shoelace to Jannatul Firdaus. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything. For Allah, it doesn't matter. Allah gives somebody $1 or $1 billion, doesn't take anything from the treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we make dua, we have to open our heart and ask dua for everything. We are very weak, we are ignorant, and we are not capable. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Kareem. And one of the definition of Kareem is that Allah bestows and gives without qualification. Allah gives to the ignorant, Allah gives to everyone. So Allah is Kareem. We might be not capable. In Bani Israel, there was a person who went in the path of Allah fighting for 1,000 months, 1,000 months making jihad for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the companions heard about this, the sahaba, they thought, our lives, our ages are short. How can we compete with those people? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so much merciful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the month of Ramadan has given one night, night of power, Laylatul Qadr, that worship in one night is equivalent to the worship 1,000, better than 1,000 months. So much merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reward just begins with the niyyah or intention. Someone has intention to wake up for tahajjud in the middle of the night and could not wake up, slept and woke up at the time of fajr. Then he or she will get the reward of praying tahajjud, and the sleep is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. provided it is sincere intention. When somebody actually does amal or good deed, the reward multiplies 10 times, 70 times, 700 times. There is no limit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increase the rewards. Read Quran every letter 10 times at least and multiplies for each letter. $1 in the path of Allah and to help somebody, the reward multiplies. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given these blessed days and nights, respected Muslims, Ramadan, the reward of the faraid multiplied 70 times. And the blessed places like Kaaba, Baytullah, that people go there for Hajj, and people go with heavy load of sins and come out clean. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives faults and accepts repentance. This is a time to think about and to prepare and to commit and make research for going for Hajj for this year. And one who goes for Umrah in the month of Ramadan, so much reward. One who has already performed Hajj and goes for Umrah in the month of Ramadan, it is as if he performed a Hajj with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So much reward for making Umrah in Ramadan. We should spend our time for the cause of Deen, for Khidmah, Ikram, helping people, for Dawah, for propagating the message of Islam, and for worship and for Ta'aleem. Learn and teach the family about the basics of Islam. And as we know from the Hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when Ramadan begins, the Shayateen, the devils are chained, and the gates of paradise are open, and the gates of hellfire or Jahannam are locked. The Taraweeh, the prayer, so much reward and so much blessing and opportunity that the Mashayikh give one example that in Ramadan, you know, everybody is inclined to come and make more sujood, more rakat of Taraweeh. So someone who prays, let's say 20 rakat every day, and in every, so he will get the opportunity of 40 more times sajda for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we know, one sajda, it's the highest form of worship, takes us close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in 1 month, 1200 times more opportunity to make sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should really thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much merciful. We make wudu, and according to hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the sins are washed off, even the sins come out from inside the nails, the minor sins, and for the other sins we have to make tawbah and repentance. So much merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are forgetful, we are negligent when we pray, our mind is somewhere else. But after prayer, if sincerely you say, Astaghfirullah, 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 Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive and accept the prayer, and will get the reward of a good sujood for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At night time, a call is made, is there anyone begging of me? Is there anyone begging of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He grants him his desire? Is there anyone repenting to me? Is there anyone repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He may turn in mercy for him? Is there anyone begging my forgiveness that I may forgive him? So much reward. This is all part of ghaib. We don't hear it. But may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who devote time to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and help the cause of deen in the month of Ramadan. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي أعظم على عباده المنة بما دفع عنهم كيد الشيطان وفنه ورد أمله وخيب ظنه إذ جعل الصوم حصنا لأوليائه وجنه وفتح لهم به أبواب الجنة وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله قائد الخلق وممهد السنة صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.
أما بعد، فقد حان رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فاستقبلوه بالشوق والهيمان، وأصغوا إلى ما روى فيه سلمان قال: خطبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في آخر يوم من شعبان، فقال: يا أيها الناس، يا أيها الناس، قد أغول لكم شهر عظيم، شهر مبارك، شهر فيه ليلة خير من ألف شهر، جعل الله صيامه فريضة وقيام ليله تطوعا، من تقرب فيه بخصلة من الخير كان كمن أدى فريضة فيما سواه، ومن أدى فريضة فيه كان كمن أدى 70 فريضة فيما سواه، وهو شهر الصبر، والصبر ثوابه الجنة، وشهر المواساة، وشهر يزاد فيه رزق المؤمن، من فطر فيه صائما كان له مغفرة لذنوبه وعتق رقبته من النار، وكان له مثل أجره من غير أن ينتقص من أجره شيء. قلنا: يا رسول الله، ليس كلنا نجد ما نفطر به الصائم. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: يعطي الله هذا الثواب من فطر صائما على مذقة لبن أو تمرة أو شربة من ماء، ومن أشبع صائما سقاه الله من حوض شربه لا يظمأ حتى يدخل الجنة، وهو شهر أوله رحمة، وأوسطه مغفرة، وآخره عتق، وآخره عتق من النار، ومن خفف عن مملوكه فيه غفر الله له وأعتقه من النار. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.